The Heir is Coming, Day 5 Devotional. We celebrate these feasts because Jesus also celebrated them, and he is an example of life for us. If Jesus had considered not going to the feast, not celebrating it, then it means that it was no longer in effect. But he attended. Jesus celebrated it. John 7:10-14 reads, "However, after his brothers had left for the festival, he went also, not publicly, but in secret. Now at the festival, the Jewish leaders were watching for Jesus and asking, 'Where is he?' Among the crowd, there was widespread whispering about him. Some said, 'He is a good man.' Others replied, 'No, he deceives the people.' But no one would say anything publicly about him for fear of the leaders. Not until halfway through the festival did Jesus go up to the temple courts and begin to teach. John 7:37-39 reads, "On the last day, the climax of the festival, Jesus stood and shouted to the crowds, 'Anyone who is thirsty may come to me. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink. For the scriptures declare, rivers of living water will flow from his heart.' When he said living water, he was speaking of the Holy Spirit who would be given to everyone believing in him. But the Spirit had not yet been given because Jesus had not yet entered into his glory." Jesus gave us an awesome message that is very much related to what is being celebrated on this feast. Jesus used a physical element to teach a spiritual truth. We know that without water, physical life is impossible. And likewise, without the living water that is the Holy Spirit, spiritual life is impossible. We have spiritual needs that only Christ can satisfy. Christ is the true source of life and the only one who can remove the oppression of sin. There are no people, no feasts, no religious systems that can bring true happiness. This water refers to the outpouring of the Holy Spirit to all who believe. Jesus' invitation is to live within us through his Spirit, to be his temple. What a beautiful invitation God has given us. But this invitation is reserved for only one type of person, the thirsty, those who recognize their need for God. Let us reflect. Are you thirsty? Are rivers of living water flowing from your heart? What do the rivers of living water refer to? First, to remember, John 7:37-38. On the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. And he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water."